What do you think it's going to be like when you finally get to run onto the field?
I've thought about it about 1,000 times, and there's really no telling until it actually happens. I'm sure there'll be a lot of nerves and excitement, but I'm looking forward to that time.
Thanks so much. Matthew, did your dad play in the Super Bowl?
He did.
With the Rams?
He played in
Steelers?
Super Bowl 14, I think it was.
Steelers?
Yes, sir. After the 79, 11 minutes left in the game, they were leading.
Well,
I've heard it.
Well.
I've heard it 1,000 times, but you know, a great experience for him, and hopefully this will be a great experience for me.
How many father sons have someone told you this?
You know, I think somebody said 14 the other day or something like that. I'm not sure though.
What's he told you about it, or has he not really told you much?
You know, he's told me a lot about it. You know, we've obviously talked about his experience over the years. I've had to sit down and watch the tapes of the game with him several times, but he's just told me to do everything I can to make sure at the end of the day I have no regrets. So as far as preparing myself to try to play the best football game of my career, essentially, come Sunday and leave nothing back, hold nothing back, and just so I can live with no regrets.
Everyone has these Walter Mitty moments, unless you're not human, and I think you're human. Mm-hmm. So there are times, probably when you're falling asleep at night, you think, you know, imagine, like, and visualize. I mean, people visualize. Tell me the greatest moment you have visualized about you being in the Super Bowl, what you accomplished.
Well, I think as a youngster, you know, you always visualize or dream of making the big play in the big game, you know, making a game-winning play of some sort, you know, leading your team to victory of some sort. And, you know, to actually have a chance to be able to be a part of this team and take the field of this team on Sunday, it's going to be a dream come true, you know. Win, lose, or draw, well, obviously there'll be no draw, but win or lose, this experience is something that I'll take with me the rest of my life.
It's possible you're going to be participant in this game, right? I mean,
it's going to be a special teams play early on, so I'll be there on special teams, and you know, I'm just there's going to be a lot of nerves, a lot of emotions going into that moment, and I'm just looking forward to it. All right.
What do you think of UCLA? Did you follow them yesterday?
I didn't see who they signed. Did they get some guys?
They ended up one place having like number 11 in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Moore is like really coming in.
I think he'll be good for the program.
I
think
he will. Just didn't work out.
But, tough. He's still a good coach, but you know how it goes.
Right place, right time.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Can you talk a little bit about how this team has gelled over the course of the year? It seems like this team has kind of unique, special bonds.
Well, definitely. You know, actually, after the last game we played the Giants, we were sitting at 5-3. You know, we had coming off some adversity, and I think that there were two ways we could have responded to that. We could have gone south and just the season could have spiraled out of control, or we could have rallied around each other like we did and turned it into something special. And I think the thing about this team is the mental toughness. We really believe in each other. We believe in the coaches and what they're telling us. And we really have bought into that. And, you know, we have a lot of unselfish guys on this team that put the team first. And we've been able to rally around each other all year long to get to this point.